You know, I go back to what President Obama said the other day before he even knew the facts in the Cambridge matter, where he said the Cambridge police acted stupidly. Well, here I am at a gas station the other day, and when I pulled up to fuel up my vehicle, I popped the hood, checked the oil, and I saw that my washer fluid was low, so there's a display jug of washer fluid out front of the gas station. I grabbed a jug, popped it open, and filled up the reservoir. I then went inside and started talking to the young girl behind the desk, and not only did I pay for my gas, but I paid for my son's gas, who was there too. And a person that was standing in line was joking with me, well, how about you pay for my gas? And in that period of time, I'd forgot all about the washer fluid. So I turned to spin around and walk away, and within a second of walking away from the counter, I remembered, the damn washer fluid. So I turned around and I said to the girl, you know, by the way, I had a bottle of washer fluid. I better pay you for that. And she seemed surprised, and she says, you know, we lose a lot of that washer fluid. People come and fill up and walk away. And the other guy that was standing at the counter looked at me and then looked at the girl, and he says, what do you know, an honest cop. I sat back and I smiled and I walked away after paying for the washer fluid. And then I started thinking about that, what do you know, an honest cop. And I started thinking about the president saying the Cambridge police acted stupidly. And I start thinking about, and I start wondering about the police officers, men and women who lay their lives down every day across the world for us, and the public perception of them. If anything that needs to be done out of this is police officers, police officer management, administration, cities, mayors, they need to start promoting their officers better. When you get a, what do you know, an honest cop, or the police acted stupidly before you even know the facts, you have a PR problem. Most people don't even think of the police until they need them. Most people don't even think of the police until they get a ticket and they're mad at them. But really, when it comes down to it, without them, what kind of world would we have? I'm Dana Pretzer, and that's today's commentary.